Time. I think a lot about Time, and not just because it's the name of the news organization I work for. Like most working people, I find time, or the lack of it, a never-ending frustration and an unwinnable battle. My every day is a race against the clock that I never, ever seem to win. This is hardly a lonesome complaint. According to the Families and Work Institute's National Study of the Changing Workforce, 55% of employees say they don't have enough time for themselves, 63% don't have enough time for their spouses or partners, and 67% don't have enough time for their children. It's also not a new complaint. I bet our ancestors returned home from hunting wild animals and gathering nuts and complained about how little time they had to paint battle scenes on their cave walls. The difference is that the boss of animal hunting and the head of nut gathering probably told them to shut up or no survival for you. Today's workers are still demanding control over their time. The difference is, today's bosses are listening. I've been reading a report issued today called When Work Works, produced jointly by three organizations. They set out to find and award the employers who employed the most creative and most effective ways to give their workers flexibility. I found this report worth reading, and suggest every boss should read it for ideas.